I gotta say, I'm skeptical of you, Matthew.
Am I suspect?
Yes, you are.
For what?
Well, we do a lot of these second date updates, all right? And everything always sounds normal until we get the person on the phone.
Oh,
and then something weird comes out, okay? Now, you said that you met this girl at a co-ed softball game. You went to the bar after, asked for a number, and you guys went on a hike and had a great time and nothing weird happened.
That is all true.
Okay. Well, if I call her and I find out that you've been going to all of her games since then, dressed up like...
No. Buddy, I will be 100% honest with you. That thought did cross my mind.
Okay.
But I denied it because I didn't want to be a creeper.
All right, good. I picture you in the stands like an NFL quarterback's mom with her name on your shirt, sitting there like... Go, Trisha! That's my girl!
Oh, my God.
You promised me you haven't done that.
I have not done that.
All right.
He still doesn't trust you, just so you know.
Still, I'm a little weary of you. I'm going to dial the phone number right now, though, and get her on the phone and find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is Trisha there?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Trisha, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
I'm calling because one of our listeners sent an email about you. His name is Matthew, and he sent us an email saying you guys were supposed to go out on a date, and then you stopped responding to him, and he wants to know why.
He sent an email about that? Why would he do that?
Because he liked you, and he would like to go out again, but... You just stopped talking to him, so he thought maybe we could help him out and figure out the answer.
Look, I am not comfortable discussing this.
If it's something way too personal, you don't have to tell us, but if it's not, I mean, he wants to know. He liked you a lot.
You got to put yourself in his shoes. You know how frustrating it can be if you feel like you connected with somebody and then they drop off.
I mean, yeah, I get that, and he's a good guy. I totally got that sense from him.
Okay, so if he's a good guy, then why aren't you calling him back?
Look, he was really cool. He's just not marriage material.
Whoa. Why is he not marriage material? Did you guys get into that conversation on your first date?
No, we didn't, like, talk about it, but, like, you could just tell from the date.
Is he immature or something? I mean...
Well, like, here's where I am. I am not getting any younger, and I absolutely want to get married someday, and he's just... not going to be that guy.
That is a really quick judgment to make after meeting someone just one time.
Yeah.
Actually, we hung out twice.
Oh.
Okay, so two times is enough for you to know that?
Now you know everything about him.
How can you possibly know that he's not marriage material after two hangouts?
Because after the second time we hung out, he took me back to his car, and his car was full of stuff. Like, piles and piles.
Wait, are you saying that it was just messy? Like, there was, like, garbage and stuff in it?
Well, like, I didn't know. So I had asked him, I was like, what's the deal with all your stuff? Are you moving or something? And he said no. And he said that he lives out of his van.
He lives in his van?
Yeah, and he does it by choice.
What do you mean? Like, it's not that he's homeless, it's that he wants to be homeless?
Yeah, he chooses this.
Really?
What did he say to you to make you think that?
He said, look, it's this really great situation. I choose this. I feel it's better. I'm saving money. And I look in there, and there is a mattress. There's a jug of water. Hot plate. It's really weird. Yeah.
Normally, when you see a van with a mattress in it on a first date, that's a good sign.
No, always bad.
So you're saying you didn't want to see him again because he lives in his van?
No, I don't know. I've been going back and forth over this, like, for the past few days because, like, he lives in a van.
Yeah.
So you're saying you don't want to move into a van if you guys ever got more serious?
No, well, no, I don't know. That's the thing.
You don't know if you want to move into a van. You might be willing to move into a van.
No, I definitely don't want to live in a van. Like, that's the problem.
Okay. But don't you think, okay, granted, this is a kind of an odd situation, but he has, like, a regular job, right?
Well, he has a really good job, and he makes, like, a ton of money.
Whoa.
He just chooses to save it.
All right, so the guy just likes to live in a van.
He seems... really in love with his living situation. And if that's the case, I don't want to mess with it.
I have so many questions.
You don't want to make the guy give up his house, you know?
Exactly. His green van.
Yeah.
Well, Trisha, I do need to let you know that Matthew is actually on the other line listening, maybe in his van right now, and he wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Matthew, you there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, Trisha.
Oh, my God.
I am not in my van, just to clarify. I'm in my office. I'm at work right now.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. I'm just really surprised because, like, when we went out, I mean, you seemed to think it was really kind of cool what I was doing.
Yeah, I said it was cool when I was looking at it because I didn't just want to tell you it was weird right off the bat.
Okay. Now you're just 180 on this. So I'm confused.
Matthew, think about it. I mean, how could a girl see a van and think, I want to stay the night with him? I'm not sure where I'm going to go to the bathroom if I have to go, but...
Just owning a van and living out of it is awesome. I have this freedom that everybody else is dreaming about. I save all this money. It keeps going in the bank when everybody else is spending and going into debt on these houses that they can't afford, and they're never in because they're always at work all day for them. I mean, what's the point of it?
The point is to actually have a place where you can hang out, not something that you could, like, drive from point A to point B, like you're home traveling everywhere.
But that means I can hang out everywhere, Trisha. Wherever I want to hang out. Like, the world is my home. And Trish, I'm not living in the Stone Age with this. Like, I've got Wi-Fi, you know, I can run things off this generator. Like, I have electricity, I have the basic things that I need and stay connected with the world. I can work remotely if I want to. Like, come on.
It's a camp.
He's got it all figured out, Trisha.
It just sounds weird to me. I never pictured my boyfriend living in a van.
On purpose.
But it may be fun, Trisha. I mean, it's definitely an adventure.
Yeah, that's a word for it.
It is an adventure. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
I don't know, man. I mean, you have a great personality and you're a really cool guy, but the whole living in a van thing is just a giant turn off for me.
Just give it a weekend, Trisha. Like, pretend you're going on a luxurious camping trip. Give it two nights and I will convince you, I promise.
Two nights, that is a big ask, sir.
So you want me to spend two nights in your van when we've only been on one official date together?
You are the one who is throwing around the marriage word of, you know, needing to find marriage material. So, like, two nights is not going to kill you.
He has a point.
I mean, I say two nights is a drop in the bucket. Come on.
In that case, Trisha, would you like to go out with Matthew on a second date? We will pay for it. I mean, I guess the date would be two nights in his van, but whatever. Would you like to go out with him again?
You know, I'm still kind of on the fence about it. I am going to say no to two nights in the van.
Oh.
But I'm up to hanging out with him again.
Okay, so you'll go out on a date with him, but you won't sleep in the van.
Yes, I will go out on a date. I will not spend the two nights in a van.
Okay. Well, congratulations, yeah. Matthew. That's a successful second date.
I can work with that.
All right. So you guys go out on your date. Matthew, you try to convince her that living in a van is better than living in a house. And I wish you both luck.
Yeah.
Trisha, freedom is in our future. I guarantee.
Oh, my God.